نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a parable, example, wherein he compared our deen Islam to an edifice or structure, which is based on five fundamental pillars. The hadith I'm referring to, most of us will be familiar with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. He said, the foundation of Islam is upon five things. The shahadat of la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the establishment of salah, the paying of zakat, the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and pertinent to the period of the year which we are passing. We are now going through what is referred to as Ayyam al-Hajj, the days of Hajj. Fifth pillar of Islam, upon which the culmination, completion, perfection of our deen Islam took place. Whilst we cannot fail but acknowledge that every one of us every year cannot go for Hajj, not conceivable. And likewise, Hajj is not even farz upon every person. Is the first upon those who have the financial means, the health, etc. And that too once in a lifetime. There are certain haqaiq, there are certain asbaq, there are certain lessons that are intrinsically linked to this amal of Hajj, which globally every Muslim throughout the entire year, throughout the entire world has to revisit. Unfortunately, if we look at our amal of deen nowadays, to a very large extent, this has become ritual. It has become adat. We are going through the motions. The haqaiq, the reality, the fundamentals of it. This has come out of the lives of the ummah. Simple example, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. This is Quran, وَمَنْ أَسْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. There is no ambiguity, there is no doubt, there is no mubalagha, there is no exaggeration in Quran. What is Allah saying? That if a person is a regular musalli, two things will come out of his life. Fahsha, shamelessness, lewdness, inequity. And munkarat, that is, if he is habitual of carrying out a certain haram thing, that will come out of his life through his salah. Yet what do we observe? One side what Quran is saying, and the other side we see people are coming, certain sections of the ummah are regular musallis, yet from the masjid to the house, to the shaitan box, instrument of zina, elderly father, mother, teenage children sitting together looking at that. The same person will hear azan, go to the masjid and go back to that. Why is the fahsha not coming out of his life? Why is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not coming out of the life? Quran is saying, if you are a musalli, it will come out. Because the type of salah that we are making, unfortunately, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ. He said, the time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, but it will not be salah in the eyes of Allah. Basic starting point of salah, what did he say? صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ يُصَلِّي. He said, make salah like you see me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at zakat, This 2.5% is not a scientific calculation. It's not somebody concocted this figure 2.5%, or if it's agriculture 10%. In this is the Raaz, is the secret, Khaliqa Kainat, Allah has kept in this, that if the Ummah will discharge its zakat correctly, the Muslim Ummah will not be poor, there will not be poverty. But wherever you look, any newspaper you pick up, electronic, digital, printed media, you are exposed to what is it? Muslim suffering. Muslims in hunger, Muslims in strife. Why? Because the command of Allah is not being carried out correctly. Fasting, the month of Ramadan, this part, 1 or 2 months ago. What does Allah say? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ What is the johar? What is the jewel? What is the prize of Ramadan, of fasting? Allah says you will become muttaqi. You will get the jewel of taqwa. That is when the fast is carried out correctly. But what do we observe? Hilal of Eid is cited, masjid becomes empty. Hilal of Eid is cited that Quran that was being recited in Ramadan to a very large extent gets put back onto the shelf. If you buy a new house or open a new shop, the little bit Quran is read. Or if we think somebody's got jadu or jinn, a little bit Quran. But the rest of the time, put away till the next Ramadan. Likewise with Hajj, Rasulullah said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَاءُ أُمَّتِي لِلْتَنَزُّ وَأُسَاطُهُمْ لِلْتِجَارَةِ وَقُرَّاءُهُمْ لِلْرِيَاءِ وَالسُّمْعَةِ وَفُقَرَاءُهُمْ لِلْمَسَلَةِ 14 centuries ago, Jalal Rasulullah said, what is this hadith prophesying to us? That the reality of this amal will come out of the Ummah. He said, for the rich people, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday. December month, instead of going to Europe, let's go for Hajj and Umrah. That is why when you are looking for the Hadi or the Mu'tamir of South Africa or the United Kingdom, you won't find him in the Haram. You find him in the marketplace. You find him in the bazaar. You find him at the time of Zohar sleeping in a hotel room. Why? The value of the place is not there. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one salah in Masjid al-Haram is equivalent to 100,000 salah in your local Zakaria Masjid. How many salah a day? 5 salah. How long will it take you to make 100,000 salah in your local Masjid? 55 years, 6 months and 20 days is one salah in Masjid al-Haram. 5 salah in a day, 277 years, 7 months and 10 days. Yet the value, the haqiqat, the reality of where we are going has come out of the Ummah. He said for the rich people it will be a holiday. For the business people, for the middle class it will be a financial exercise. For the poor people a begging expedition. He said even the ulama, the qurra of the Ummah, Hajj and Umrah will become a showing of exercise. Certain Shaykh made so many Umrah. But the haqiqat, the reality, the haqai, the asbab, the lessons that are intrinsic with this amal will have come out of the Ummah. If you read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time the Nubuwwat started, Rasulullah's life revolved around the effort of Hajj. How many hadiths, how many riwayat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Mina, leaving Mina, entering Mina, meeting the wufud, meeting the delegations that came for Hajj. Yet the reality has come out of the Ummah. On one occasion, one Jew came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he told him, he said, in your Quran there is one verse. If this verse had been revealed in the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, we would have made the day of the revelation of this verse a day of Eid and celebration, annual celebration. Umar was not an ordinary person. Umar is that personality. Ulama say he was a living embodiment of the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa innahu yanzuru bi nur Allah." He said, "Fear the inner wisdom which Allah gives a mu'min, because he looks with the nur of Allah." So Umar, when he's told this by this Jew, straight away, radiallahu anhu, what did he say? He says, I know exactly which verse you are referring to. And you are talking of one Eid, for us it is two Eids. This verse was revealed on the day of Jumu'ah, which is one Eid for us. And this verse was revealed on the day of Arafah,
on the day of Arafah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was after Asr Salah. He was mounted on his camel Qaswa. Jibreel came down with this verse of the Quran. Sahaba used to describe that at times Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head would be on the lap. And Quran would come down, such was the weight of revelation. They would say, we felt as if our leg was going to get crushed under the weight of wahi. When this verse came down, it is said, it is reported that the back of the camel almost broke. What verse? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radaytu lakum al-islam deena. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah used to say that through Hajj, the culmination, perfection, completion of deen Islam occurred. Look at this verse. Al-yawm. Allahu Akbar. Al-yawm. What is this al-yawm? What is Allah saying? Centuries have passed. Thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have come. Shariat have been revealed. Books have been sent down. Asmani kutub have come down. Blood has been spilled. Lives have been given. Centuries upon centuries. Dastan and legacy of qurbani and sacrifice, spanning through the history of humanity on this earth. And finally, only today, earlier, today, Allah is saying your deen is now complete. Today my favor and bounty upon you is complete. What is Allah saying? وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Choose any other way of life, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are American, Australian, European, Chinese, African, whoever you are, wherever you may be, in whichever era or period you reside, no matter how far mankind may advance, technologically or scientifically, whether they walk on the moon or they walk on Mars, for your dunya, qabr and akhirah to be made, there is no other way but Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen-e-Islam, what is Deen-e-Islam? Jami'u ma ja'a bihi an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, Allah says, al-yawm, today the seal has been placed upon this. Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam deenan falan yuqbala min. Choose any other way, it will never ever be accepted. Where is the link? Where is the munasabat? Where is the attachment with the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who have become the role models of the ummah today? Look at our youngsters, crap. Look at the youngsters. Even in the masjid, what type of t-shirt? Inviting towards some sports personality or some movie star. People whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina. Cry tears of blood when you go to a Muslim home. You are invited into the lounge. That 20 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch, 41 inch plasma screen is in front. And above it is what? Above it is a plaque. Above it is a frame. And on it is written, farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Zina taking place down above this. Where is the identity of this ummah today with the dastan and legacy of qurbani and sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What has our deen in Islam been belittled and ridiculed to? These are the days of Hajj. Such is the link and attachment between Habib and Mahbub, between Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if we study seerah, if we study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if a fortress has been erected around every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has been preserved for this ummah. Ulama gave tireless hours to protect this deen, to protect every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that this ummah can bring it in their lives. It is the days of Hajj, my respected brother. Start from one side of the masjid. We are not here to run anybody down. But ask our youngsters by that tournament or that league or whatever it is to take place. What are the names of the players? What are their backgrounds? Minute details we'll know. But start from one side of the masjid by Hajjatul Wada'a, the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When did my Nabi leave Madinah Munawwara? What was the date? What day of the week was it? How many days was his Hajj journey? Where did he go in the journey? What occurred in the journey? When did he reach Makkah Mukarramah? How did he carry out the 5 days of Hajj? When did he return back to Madinah Munawwara? Illa mashallah, 99.9% of us will have absolutely no idea whatsoever. And that is not the tragedy. What is the real tragedy? The real tragedy is that even the perception of loss will not be there. Even the realization. This has become our link with the life of Rasulullah. This is why our elders are saying, by establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your homes. During these days, read the Fazail Hajj of the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. What do you say? We don't have time. Just by way of example, this occasion of Jummah is very limited. But look at the extent of detail that has been preserved of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi leaves Madinah Munawwara for his final Hajj. It was the 25th of Zulqa'dah. It was a Saturday. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied the ihram, made Zuhr Salah in Masjid Ihram. Thereafter he delivered a khutbah. At that time 12,000 sahaba accompanied him at the starting of the journey of Hajj. He appointed as Amir of Madinah Munawwara Abu Dujana Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. He appointed to look after his qurbani animals Najiya bin Jundub Aslami radiallahu ta'ala. He started the journey. By the time Asr Salah came, they reached Bir Ali of Zul Hulayfa. Jibreel came down and said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a Mubarak night. Allah wants you to spend the night in Zul Hulayfa. Asr, 5 Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in Zul Hulayfa. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr and Zuhr of the next day. After Fajr, the next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ghusl. Even the ghusl itself is recorded in detail. To work as detergent in the water, 2 types of leaves was used. Ushnan and Khitmi. That also is recorded. How he made the ghusl is recorded. How he washed his Mubarak hair, passed his fingers through the strands of hair is recorded. After completing the ghusl, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied oil on his hair. Thereafter, he applied honey. This used to be done in those days so that the strands of hair do not blow in the desert wind. Thereafter, in the crown of his head, he applied itar. He applied itar in various parts of his body. He did not apply itar on the ihram. The cloth of the ihram, where it came from, that also is recorded. It came from a place called Sahara, which was in Muscat, today's part of Yemen. After tying the ihram, at the time of Zuhr, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Zuhr Salah. Then he mounted his camel, the name of the camel recorded, Qaswa. The camel was tied around a certain rock, the position of that rock recorded, there was a tree there, that also is recorded. He faces the Qibla and he says, Labbaik, Hajjatan Allahumma Labbaik. To that extent, every aspect is recorded, yet, where is the jazbah, where is the show, where is the inclination today in the ummah to emulate the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We have drifted so far away. This amal of Hajj, it is impossible on the occasion of Jummah to do any justice. Time is too limited. But there are certain haqa'iq, certain realities. There are certain exclusive things that occurred with this. Look at the manner in which Allah ordained this upon humanity. Allah says in the Quran, the verse I recited in the beginning, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, after the reconstruction of Ka'batullah, is ordered by Allah that invite humanity to Hajj, call the people for Hajj. Look at the dilemma that is facing him. That time there were few people from the Jurhum tribe that had settled there. Otherwise, what was Makkah? Wadin ghayri zi zar, a land without vegetation. Black arid mountains. Jabal Abi Qubays, Jabal Safa, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Umar, at that time what it was named, Allah knows best. Mountains in various directions. Hardly any people, and what is Allah saying? Issue the invitation to the entire humanity for Hajj. Look at the dilemma that was facing him. There was no satellite communication that time. There was no digital media that time. So what does he say? وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. Ya Allah, how is my voice going to reach? Who is going to hear it? Allah Allah says to him, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ. You issue the invitation, conveying that invitation is upon us. فَصَعَدَ الْجَبَلَ أَبِي الْقُبَيْسِ. He climbs onto the mountain of Abu Qubays. And look at the manner in which this invitation is extended. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَمَرَكُمْ بِحَجِّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. That all humanity, Allah is commanding you with Hajj of Baytullah. Why? Allah benefits from the expenditure. Allah benefits from your discomfort time, the ihram. Allah benefits from the arduous journey. No! Why is Allah calling you? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Because through this Hajj, Allah wants to give you Jannah. And through this, Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. Allah makes it such that every living person on the surface of the earth at that time hears the physical voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the womb of every woman that a child was being formed, the child hears. In Alame Arwah, the land of the souls, every soul to be born till Qiyamah, every soul hears the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. According to tawfiq and acceptance from Allah, the reaction varies. Some remain silent, some recite the labbaik once, some recite it several times. And according to the number of times that labbaik was recited, Allah takes upon himself that when that person comes to the dunya, he will be taken to Ka'batullah that number of times. Why? Because it is not your financial means. It is not accreditation or quota system of any organization or any government that is taking you there. Wallah, it is only Allah that takes. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The Haji and the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. They are Allah's representatives. They are the guests of Allah. That's why those who have been, Allah take us again and again. You would have observed banners or posters written in Marhaba. Marhaba, welcome to who? Marhaban bi dhuyufir Rahman. Welcome to the guests of Rahman, the Haji, the one who goes for Umrah. This is Allah's delegation. يُعْطِيهِمْ مَا سَأَلُوا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا dirham بِأَلْفْ dirham. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi say? This is Allah's delegation. Whatever they ask, Allah will give them. Whatever dua they make will be accepted. What Sahabi is making tawaf, he passes the Rukni Yamani on his way to Hajar al-Aswad. Allah makes dua, Allahumma fill li fulan, oh Allah forgive so and so. Nabi Sallallahu says, what did you say? He says, Ya Rasulullah, my brother requested me to make dua on his behalf when I started this journey. Nabi Sallallahu said, you are in such a place, Allah has forgiven you. This is that maqam, that place when a person makes istilam of Hajar al-Aswad. What is Hajar al-Aswad? نزل الحجر الأسود من الجنة هي أشد بياضا من اللبن ولكن سودته خطايا بني آدم كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حجر الأسود came down from Jannah, it was whiter than milk. The sins of Ibn Adam blackened it. One rewired it comes, الحجر الأسود يمين الله في الأرض يصافح بها عباده كما يصافح أحدكم أخاه. Literally translated, what does this hadith mean? That Hajar al-Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. This is imagery, analogy, not literal. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What is the imagery? What is the exercise? What is the spiritual exercise of istilam of Hajar al-Aswad? It comes in the hadith that when a person makes istilam of Hajar al-Aswad, Allah's rahmat and mercy rains down upon him. Hazrat Muhammad Khansa rahmatullah used to say that the Hajar al-Aswad has the capacity to seal the heart of a person with what jazba and zeal is in that heart, it will seal that. That is why he said, be careful, never ever go there with the jazba of dunya. Go there with the jazba of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is the right hand of Allah on this earth, like you shake the hand of your friend, Allah shakes your hand through the Hajar al-Aswad. Ulama give one interpretation, they say in Alame Arwah, in the land of the soul, when Allah asked the question, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Everyone said Bala. Everyone took a covenant and an oath. That covenant and oath was recorded on a piece of paper and it was placed inside the Hajar al-Aswad. So when istilam is taking place, what you are doing, you are renewing. You are pleading allegiance, you have come to the court of Allah. You are renewing this oath of allegiance to Allah. And Hajar al-Aswad is the one spot on the surface of this earth that we can say with absolute conviction that the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched that spot. That is not an ordinary place. Every step as the person is walking in tawaf, where is he walking? He's walking on that ground on which every Nabi walked. Sulaha walked, Atqiya walked, Sahaba walked. Is this jazba in the heart while the tawaf is being made that Ya Allah bring my life according to their life? Someone came to Fuzayl bin Ayaz rahimahullah. He says, I'm going for Hajj. Give me nasiha, give me advice. He said, Shammir izaraka fi talab. Literally translated, tie your lungi. In other words, exert yourself. One zor ila aina tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. Think, where are you going? Whose house are you going to? Where are you going? Think. When you make that ghusl before you tie your ihram, think about the ghusl that is going to take place once you leave this world. When you tie the ihram, you are not tying your ihram, he said. You are wearing the kafan. You are wearing the cloth of your kafan. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that once he proceeded for the journey of Hajj, they came to the miqat. People were reciting the labbaik. He says, I saw one youngster standing on one side making dua, Ya man tasurhu ta'at. وَلَا تَدُرُهُ الْمَعَاسِ هَبْلِي مَا يَسُرُهُ وَقْفِلْ لِي مَا لَا يَذُرُهُ. He said, oh my Allah, when you are obeyed, you become happy. When you are disobeyed, my sins cannot harm you. Grant me that which makes you happy, your obedience, and forgive me that which cannot harm you, the sins I have committed. People were reciting the labbaik. This person was silent. Malik bin Dinar says to him, why don't you recite the labbaik? He says, oh Malik, does not a life spent in his disobedience? Does not a heart that is blackened and soiled with the love and immersement of this dunya cause you to reflect and ponder even for 1 second that you are going to shout, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, oh Allah, I'm coming, oh Allah, I'm coming. And from that side the response will come, La Labbaik, that your coming is not wanted. You are not worthy of coming here. Malik bin Dinar said, thereafter I didn't see this youngster until the 10th of Zulhijjah. The plains of Mina, people were making qurbani, this youngster was standing on one side. He says, as I approached him, I heard him in dua, Allahumma inna al-nas qad zabahu ilayk, qad zabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. That, oh Allah, the people have made qurbani. They have gained your qurb and your closeness. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ سِوَى نَفْسِ. That, oh Allah, I don't even have a qurbani animal. I don't have anything to give you, to sacrifice, except my own life. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي. Oh Allah, accept my life. He says this and he passes away on this point. In the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Arafah, when Sahabi passed away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bury him in the ihram cloth, do not cover his head. He will rise up on the day of judgment reciting the labbaik. Like the poet says, إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجْرِ فَأَنْتَ سُؤَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمْرِي وَفِيكَ سَعْيِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي الَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِ. He says, oh Allah, Ka'batullah is not the goal. Makkah is not the goal. Safa Marwa is not the goal. Mina Arafa is not the goal. Muzdalifa is not the goal. Ya Allah, you are the goal. Your love, your ta'alluq, your taqwa, connection with you, Ya Allah, that is the goal. And the qurbani animal is not the qurbani animal. The qurbani animal is my own nafs. And to slaughter this nafs, I don't need a knife. Kam min qanidin, kam min wasilin, bibadadihi ilal bayt, wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. Ulama say, how many people there are that physically have reached Ka'batullah? They are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, but not for 1 second is their heart attached to the Rabb of Ka'batullah. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَاعِدٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ فِي مَحَلِّهِ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَلَىٰ. And how many people they are there, thousands of kilometers away from there, sitting on their beds at home, but not for 1 second is this heart ghafil of Allah. One is the Ka'batullah in Makkah Mukarrama. My respected brothers, there is another Ka'batullah. There is another Kaaba that is situated between the ribs of every human being. That is this qalb, this dil, this heart. Fill this with the nuraniyat of Allah. Fill this with the abstention from haram. Tie the cloth of ihram away from Allah's disobedience. Bring alive in our lives the jazba and zeal of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his mina? What was his arafah? What was his cry? What was his concern? What was his worry for the ummah? Bring that alive in this heart. And inshallah, the nur of this will light up the entire world.